Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Wrestle Culture. The winner takes it all, the loser's standing small. Who will be the king? Awards for wrestling. And welcome to the What Culture Wrestling Awards. I'm your host,
the Whammies.
The Whammies. Joined by Phil Chambers and Adam Cleary from What Culture. We will not be discussing what's gone on in wrestling this week because, well, mainly that has been stuff. And, yeah, can't be asked because, well, Adam Cleary, you are the genius behind this. Just explain what's going on today on Wrestle Culture.
I was just minding my own business, and I was looking at all these other wrestling podcasts that call themselves award-winning. I was like, hey, buddy, how are you winning awards? We're over here, like, top of the charts every week and objectively putting out some of the finest, most concise, most in-depth, analytical wrestling discourse on the planet podcast. And yet, we can't call ourselves award-winning. We have no awards.
Not yet.
Not yet, anyway. So, 2 weeks ago, I said to the loyal Wrestle Culture audience, how about you guys devise some awards that can be funny, that can be stupid, they can be what we damn well deserve, and send them to us, and then we'll just have an award show where we'll dole out these awards to either the various shows or the various individuals involved in them, and then, starting next week, we can refer to ourselves as the extensively award-winning What Culture Wrestling Podcast.
I got to be honest, when we said this, I thought, we'll probably get a couple of tweets if we're lucky about this. But, I'm going to tap this, Phil. I'm not sure you can hear that.
Ding, people have
sent physical awards.
Actual trophies.
Into
yeah.
What Culture, which we'll no doubt be posing for photos for after all this. But should we just dive straight into it?
Yeah.
I think it's the best thing to do.
What do they normally do at the Oscars? Do they have like a big soapy tip line 20 minutes where... What are you wearing? Who are you wearing, Will?
Today I am wearing... Ralph Lauren.
Ralph, you're coming with Ralph Lauren.
I'm wearing robots.
I've got a... it's Adidas. It is Adidas, at least.
A former NXT...
It's a H&M jumper.
X-esque jumper. But I thought we'd start... I've just realised my music's about to run out. So just press it again.
Keep it rolling.
Just
might get annoying for the people
ready?
Listeners eventually.
Phil, if we did things because we thought the audience might find it annoying, we wouldn't do anything.
Ready?
Hey!
Oh, press the wrong button.
You all.
Oh.
There we go.
We're back to the awards.
So some of these do have nominees, some don't.
Okay.
I've got to start with the one that we immediately spotted when we first announced this. It was awarded by @giftedpink on Twitter, a loyal listener, Hayley from the North Pole. And I'm pleased to announce, Adam Cleary, the winner of the 2021 Best Wrestling Podcast in the Universe, Suck It Jericho Awards.
Wow.
Is
a big one.
The What Culture Wrestling Podcast!
We actually!
Yeah!
We did it!
It's an award-winning podcast!
God. Finally!
Wow!
The recognition we deserve!
I've got to say as well, like, genuinely, the graphic design on this award deserves its own award. It's absolutely incredible.
Do you want to do the acceptance speech?
Yeah, you know, we came to this place with a dream and a sound effect, machine, and I'm so happy to be here with two of the guys who've made this dream possible. Adam Cleary, Phil Chambers, couldn't have done it without you. Actually, couldn't have done it without you, sound effects machine. But thanks to everyone who's listened, subscribed, who's sent us one-star reviews on iTunes. You know, whatever you've done, thanks to them. And also thanks for the, well, let's be honest, lax release schedule of all of the podcasts that allows us to tune up the charts, baby!
Award-winning podcast now, that's it.
Nothing.
No one can ever take that away from us.
I mean, not all good awards. I mean, it's a lovely bit of graphic design gone on.
That's
here.
That's excellent.
We'll be using
that on social media.
But at Heath Quotes has awarded us, it's Heath Davis on Twitter, thank you, Heath, the awards. Do you want to take this one, seeing as you're in the middle? The award for worst paid corporate chills is What Culture again?
Yay, we did it! Hot to start this.
I just want to thank the Academy, obviously, for just thinking of us in the first place. I want to thank our bosses for not paying us enough, so we were in the category and eligible for this award.
Really,
and I want to thank wrestling for constantly inspiring us to badmouth it, mostly WWE, let's face it.
Music trying again, sorry, 1 second.
I want to thank WWE. I want to thank Vince McMahon for writing WWE Raw every week.
And I'd like to thank, sorry, just, you know, there's people nipping. I'd also like to thank whatculture.bigcartel.com for supporting us with their brilliant books that are available right now. 606 Wrestling Matches See Before You Die, Insane Wrestling Plans That Almost Happened and That Did Happen, Development of Hell, and of course Coming All Elite by the brilliant Michael Sidgwick, which is, I believe, is available. It's pre-ordered now.
It is available right now. I just want to quickly take a moment as well to thank, and I just want to say, this isn't just a What Culture Wrestling Award, this is something that spans the entire company. I've worked on the What Culture Film Channel, where I'd like to thank both DC and Marvel fans, of whom both insist that we are paid corporate chills for the other one whenever we like one of their products. Over on the Star Trek channel, I'd like to thank all the people who think we're paid to say new Star Trek is good, and all the people who think we're paid to say it's not good at the same time. Obviously want to thank all the wrestling fans who think we're paid by AEW when we say AEW's good, and all the wrestling fans who think the only way we can ever praise anything that's ever happened in WWE is if we're on the tape with them as well, obviously doing that supercar promotion and the stuff at Tops. They thought, oh well, that's WWE, that's them giving them a backhander to say that Raw doesn't suck, and then that week we said Raw sucked, and we're like, well, that's because Tony Khan's paying them. Just want to say a big thank you to all the smooth brained viewers and listeners to both the podcast and the YouTube network for just only ever having it in their heart to believe that the only way people could ever earnestly enjoy something is if they're being paid to do it. I just want to say, whatever it is, guys, and you are all guys, it's missing. It's missing in your own life. I hope you can get that yourselves at an award ceremony someday.
I particularly enjoyed recently, I wore my Double or Nothing t-shirt on the news.
Of course, yeah.
To celebrate.
Given to you by Tony Khan at the show.
Indeed. And people were saying, an AEW merch. You look, that's evidence of me being an AEW paid chill, despite the fact that I wear WWE branded shirts every time we do a live stream. So, you know, it's nice to be on the take both ways.
Yep.
It's not us, just us.
I was wondering, actually, I was just going to say, when we started this, I was wondering which one of us would pull the old, like, Suge Knight thing first and, like, call out the East Coast and end up getting someone shot or something. But I think Cleary's smooth brains might be the one.
The smooth brain section of the audience is what keeps me doing this, I have to say.
Thanks to the, what are they called? There's some really clever insults. I think it's AEW sexuals and Vincels as the two
I'd like to say, this is an award that has a special place in my heart because I think I was the first person ever in a video to manage, or at least the first person to spot that this has happened anyway. I did a review for a Star Trek episode and there was a group of people insisting we were paid by CBS to promote it and say it was good. And in the same comment section, people saying, I'm sorry, I just can't be dealing with this channel anymore. You're so negative about the product. Just see where it was, 5 up, 3 downs, that one.
There you go. Oh, hang on 1 second.
That's better.
There you go. We're back in the mood. Because it's not just us winning awards here.
It's not. It's
Heath is very kindly enough to sponsor another award. Heath writes, the award for most likely to offer words of encouragement while simultaneously flexing and cutting a wrestling promo goes to... Simon Miller.
Oh, incredible.
Would you like to collect that on his behalf there, Phil?
Yeah, on behalf of Simon Miller and his big bald head and ups and downs and his positivity, I guess. I thank Heath Davis for this. I don't know what else would Simon would say. Why? Slap, slap, slap. Here's why. Because I'm great.
If you're not happy about me with the award, that's okay.
That's awful, Miller.
Is this my award? Maybe it is.
There's some good Millers in the office, but that's not one of them.
I chat to Eric Vasquez, who he's not given us awards, but he has made this brilliant hammy.
Well, that's an award just for Hamflet, Charlie.
That is an award.
The hammy award goes to...
The Michael Hamflet award.
Drum roll.
The Michael Hamflet hammy for being Michael Hamflet goes
Michael
to...
Michael Hamflet hammy award for being the best Michael Hamflet.
Michael Sidgwick award?
Twist! Oh, you got the wrong card. That's the wrong card.
Oh, sorry.
Remember, was it the Oscars with the red out the wrong film?
Yeah, it was. What was it? Moonlight.
Moonlight. Oh, I'm only kidding. It's La La Land.
Any more awards you've got there, Phil?
Oh, there's loads of them. This one comes from Josh Neville. I don't know if you'll have this one on your list, but it's the award for the Lads 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 Award, I should say, for the best banter by a podcast. Now he hasn't written any nominees, but I'm going to add some nominees.
Yeah, good.
I feel like we need a bit
of drama into this
at the minute. So. The first nominee, Chris Jericho's podcast.
Oh, yeah. Before we go any further, I'd like to talk about Omaha Steaks. It's a good bit banter. My favourite is when he does that, is when he goes, it's clearly cutting into him, into a pre-recorded ad. So the person will say something like, and that's why I'm really glad to be here in AEW. And he goes, oh, well, great to hear that. And honestly, don't say any more because we've got to quickly talk about Omaha Steaks.
The second nominee, Renee Paquette's podcast.
Oh, yes,
another very good wrestling podcast.
When they cut to the nominees, they're not very good.
The third nominee, the Major Brothers action figure podcast.
That's real. Yeah, sure.
Hang on, music's gone.
Oh, get it back.
We're back.
And the fourth nominee, What Culture Wrestling podcast, available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from. And the winner of the Lads, Lads, Lads Award for Best Banter by a Podcast Complaining About WWE goes to... It's us!
We did it! What was the name of that Italian director who stood on all the chairs at the Oscars when he won? That's what I'm feeling like doing right now.
Sofia Coppola. I don't know.
Thank you very much for the Lads, Lads, Lads Banter Award. This is great banter.
You
it really
should definitely
is.
Do the acceptance speech for the banter award.
I need more of my sound effects if we're going to do this. Thank you very much for this award. It really is close to our hearts.
Good work, yeah. Excellent.
Hang on, I've got to turn the music off because the music's a bit louder. It's really complicated. And I'd just like to say to the rest of the nominees in this award and to the judges who selected us.
Hey, you all right.
What's up next?
I've got a quick note from Simon Miller. Simon, were you happy to win the award earlier?
Aye.
There we go. right, we need to switch back. There we go, we're back. Shout out to Ted the
if
Hill.
If anyone's still listening to this, it'd be
there's a quiz coming. There is still a blue quiz. Ted the Hill, Billy Heel says, I award the all the What Culture staff the Legend Award.
I think we deserve that.
With a special recognition of positivity to Simon Miller, encyclopedia brain to Michael Hamflet, journalism to Andy Murray, violence to restless children to Adam Wilborn, and the GOAT to...
The big one.
Michael Sidgwick of all people. We've got to do that, bravo. Joey.
Massive good f***ing sales for you, Phil.
Any more you got there, Phil?
Let's have a look. What else have I got in here? This one comes from Paul, the Forgotten Soul Riley, who he's given a multiple awards here.
Oh, okay.
It's all going to What Culture WWE, spoiler alert. But the first one is the Most Awesome Adams Award. Ooh. Adams, plural. So that's all of the Adams, obviously. The Best Bloody Good Quiz Award. You can take that
Thank
one.
You. Thank you very much. There's another Bloody Good Quiz coming later, don't worry.
And the final award that he gives us is simply just the Don't You Wish You Have Your Own Phil Award.
Well, in fairness, every other podcast should be winning that award.
Yes.
We're the one podcast that shouldn't be winning it.
I was hoping for this one. Eric, Jenny's husband, awards as the most enthusiastic intro to a sports adjacent podcast. There that was is. The one I was
well,
really
so
hoping
that's
for.
Yeah. Every year you've gone after that. Every year.
I actually added some more ones that we could actually include some other awards that aren't always about us.
Right.
Well, they are sort of what culture adjacent. I've written biggest what culture mystery. Okay.
Okay.
The nominees are: why have we never seen Hamlet and Walter together?
Yeah. Good. Fair. Good.
Does Sidgwick really dislike WWE? Because I can't. Who kidnapped Adam Cleary?
Interesting. Yeah.
But
good.
I'm afraid they're all just the runners-up because the winner is. What does Phil's chin really look like? Yay!
Nobody knows.
Wow.
When was the last time you saw your chin? I mean, you don't know, do you?
Last time I saw my chin, I think it was 8 years ago.
Jesus.
How was it?
I mean, it was good by then. Solid.
You could vote on some of these, actually. I'm just going to give you the nominees here. Okay. And also feel free to add others. I just did them 2 minutes before we walked in here. I've got a best what culture celebrity rejection.
Okay. Wow.
Feel free to add more because I've just.
To be fair, I'd like to give him a bit of a shout out. Sean Ferret on Trek Culture. He gets this literally every time he tweets a Star Trek actor.
The options are Eric Bischoff, who very kindly listened to us for quite a while, if I remember, over Starcast weekend. We explained everything we'd like to chat to him about and, you know, what our channel's about. And we've worked with him before.
Yeah.
And we'd love to just get 5 minutes of his time. We can avoid topics if he doesn't want to talk about them. We just want to get a nice 5 minute chat with him. And he listened intently and then just said no. So there's that. We've got Bob Backlund, who I paid $20 to buy a book from and proceeded to do a 2 minute interview. And we had to cram in the video that you also shot of him doing his handstand. We've got The Godfather, when I was interviewing someone else at one of the big wrestling weekends and he was messing about in the background. And I said, oh, you're next. And he went, no, I'm not. And walked off. And also, feel free to add more, but I've also got my favourite, my vote is going for right now, and that's Kevin Nash, and you know
I
that
was
story.
I was having that one in my head. If you didn't include that one, I was 100% going to include the Kevin Nash one. When me and Simon Miller went up to him at Starcastle or something, I can't remember what it was, and he was at a table. He looked remarkably like Virgil. There was no one at his table, and like loads of people in this room, not a soul at his table for ages. And we're like, shall we just ask him and see what happens? So we're like, yeah, okay, let's go ask him. So we introduce ourselves, ask him, is there any chance of an interview? He looks at us, laughs to himself, just a little, and then looks down at his piece of paper. Didn't know that was it. That was absolutely it. That was the entirety of the response.
Any more wrestling rejections that you can think of?
Not without getting a former personality in a lot of trouble for how much he bothered the women we used to go from WCW.
I was going to include Paige, isn't it? But then that wasn't a rejection.
That wasn't a rejection. But in the sense that, like, the option was there for her to say yes and then throw herself at me. That was a possibility. But yeah, I don't class it as a rejection.
No.
The thing is, I don't class it as a rejection because the part of the story that always gets left out, if you've not heard me introducing myself to Paige.
Oh, hang on one second.
Yeah. If you've never heard the story about me introducing myself to Paige very nervously backstage at a show she wasn't supposed to be at. Go back through the library. It's there in about five other podcasts. But what everybody leaves out with that is I did end up talking to her afterwards, and then the next day at the next show, she turned up, and everyone else was dead nervous about her.
And then you were dating.
that's gonna make She Hugs Me seem really lame now, isn't it, Phil? Thanks very much for that.
I would like to add one more rejection.
And then, I had to sit and watch the Del Rio match with her in the front row of Milton Keynes. And, yeah. Loads of pictures ended up on the internet, right? Loads of people like taking pictures of her and posting, oh my God, look at this, look at this. And not one of them went, who's the mystery man sat next to her? I'm just in these photos getting not one mention.
Yeah, I'd like to add one more, just because it has a slight twist to it. But we were asking, me and Mello again at another Starcast or something, we were asking James Ellsworth if he wanted to have an interview.
Yeah.
And he wanted to charge us $50 to do an interview with him. So we were like, no, that's okay. And then immediately, as we were doing that, someone came up, stood directly in front of James Ellsworth, like barged in between Miller and Ellsworth, and asked Miller for an autograph, put down a poster, and Miller signed a poster right there in front of James Ellsworth, and then we wandered off. So it's a little
bit. I love that. So we're going to give that Kevin Nash, I think, wins that
one.
Yeah,
Kevin Nash is a good one.
I've got one more of those. We'll come back to them. We've got some more fan awards to give out now. Thank you to Jacob at Federal Painter. who says, I would like to present you with the official Starjammer LLC Award for Outstanding Quiz Mastering. This award has had a long and storied history over its two-year life. It is a great honour to count you among its recipients. Thank you for that, Jacob.
You are a very good quizmaster.
Well, I you know what? I appreciate that more this year because I feel like this year I've tried a lot harder with the quizzes rather than 10 minutes before going, has anyone emailed me a quiz? But that's, and also, so therefore, I'd like to dedicate that to Adam Cleary, who constantly pushes to me to be better on quizzes in terms of the quality of questions and trying to fox him, and Phil Chambers, because without your Hunter Horse Helmsley patter, I don't think we'd ever have reached the level that we've made.
True. I just think what we need to take from all these awards is we're all great. Yeah. I mean, how many other podcasts have won this many awards in one night? Is it none?
It is none. It is a clean sweep so far, isn't it?
And let's not forget, we didn't have to pay to be on these podcast awards either. So.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Got another one from Heath Davis.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to go through all the people that he tagged on this as his nominations because, you know, we just assume that's
what it is. Oh, hang on, 1 second.
And then you can decide. And then after I've read out the nominations, you can decide who's going to win the award amongst yourselves.
Okay.
It's probably quite true. So, Heath Davis, the nominees for this mystery award are Adam Warburg.
Mystery Award.
Yeah, you'll find out what it is.
He's going to give it at the end.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Andy Murray. Phil Chambers.
Yeah.
Hey. Well,
Adam Cleary.
Well said.
Okay.
And Michael Sidgwick.
Ooh, okay.
By the way.
Bit awkward if they don't give it to someone not in the room.
And the award for most likely to believe Dean Ambrose leaving WWE as a work goes to...
Hang on.
It could be anyone. Who could it be? I'm going to assume it's Adam Wilbur.
Oh! Thank you. I mean, it is a work. I was proven correct.
Another good pick.
after he popped up on, what was it, Renee Paquette doing something on the bump or something?
Yeah.
Showcasing the fact that Agent Ambrose has been a plant for WWE and AEW all along. And I'd just like to add that to my storied histories of predictions. Like, I don't know, CM Punk returns to the wrestling ring in 2021. Let's call that. Who else? Hey. Okay. John Harrison at Wrong Function on Twitter. Bit of a visual on this, but I'm
it
sure
is
you
quite
do.
Visual.
The award for most Baltimore-looking bastard at What Culture goes to me again. And if you want to know what this is, just Google
wow.
Baltimore by Tarzan Boy with Baltimore. And it is. the fact he's got the specific face of me doing the Baltimore
man,
song.
Man.
So thank you to...
Sorry, I just noticed that I'm adding in this. Is this all the stuff I've been missing all week?
Yeah. Yeah, Cleary would have more awards to give out, but you want to explain why?
Well, sorry, if you listen to this going, oh, it's Wilborn and Phil reading all these out, why is Cleary not contributing? Does he think he's too good to look at his mentions? Well, yes.
Yeah,
one,
that's
I do,
what part of it, yeah.
But two, I've been unable to look at my mentions on Twitter because I just made one really boring observation last week about the cost of meal deals in the UK. And... my phone exploded. I think it's on 62,000 likes or something now. Like, I got picked up by all the banter pages on Instagram.
Archbishop of Banterbury.
Now, genuinely, I think the number of people who have now informed me that actually a meal deal does cost more than £3 where I'm from is now in the tens of thousands.
So if you did send any...
If you sent any
specific awards
to me,
just to Adam Cleary, they're gone now.
Well, we can always do another round of this. Hang on.
I mean, well, this is a yearly thing now, right?
We can do it for Christmas.
We'll do a Christmas one as well.
This is a monthly thing.
We've got one major award to give away. Phil, before we get to that one, have you got any more? Because I'm pretty much out here.
I think I'm out. I think.
Okay, one final award that I've written, and again, you guys can vote on this, is it something I've stolen from what we're going to get to when it comes to the bloody good quiz, which is a quiz all about the Slammy Awards. And you know they have, like, best wrestler of the year, best match of the year, whatever it may be.
And then they have a few funny ones.
Well, I've written, what culture OMG moment?
Okay.
Okay. And again, if you can think of any more, feel free to add them in here. The options are all of the wrestling signs that we've had.
Yeah.
That's happy birthday, Michael Sidgwick, when Daniel Bryan's there in the sodding, or Bryan Danielson's in the ring. Touch grass. All of the Miller, give this an up, which is just on. I mean, if it's. I very rarely watch a wrestling show where there isn't a Miller, give this an up sign.
I really enjoyed the run of Simon Miller is my dad signs. It made no sense and wasn't related to anything, but it seemed to become a thing.
So there's that. There is. Adam Cleary will remember this one. Chris Cyborg confronts us outside Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it's good.
Which was surreal, and then subsequently threatens me on Twitter. There is, you'll like this one, Phil, Adam Cleary's hair for our WrestleMania stream. That's a deep pull, but if you remember that,
my hair.
We did teams, didn't we, if I'm not mistaken. You had like big cardboard outfits
that
you made.
Me and Jules were the Road Warriors.
You were the Road Warriors, and we were the AWO. Yeah. So I drew a goatee on and had a toothpick. And I think Nicholas had a toothpick. Adam Cleary, what did you do?
I bleached my hair. Yeah. Fully bleached my hair.
So for like me and him, I had a wash and literally Nicholas threw the toothpick at me. And then Cleary for the next, 6 months had that hair.
To be fair, I bleached my hair quite a lot in the young past. Once it gets out that initial like bright like phosphorus fade and you get a little bit of roots underneath and it comes in a bit. I thought I liked it. I thought it looked really fit for about 3 months. Like then after that it got a bit ridiculous. But
by the end, when you've got like frosted tips effectively, that's when you made the decision maybe just hang on.
Didn't hate it.
Okay.
Didn't hate it.
But I think this might be the winner.
Okay.
OMG moment.
Actually, I don't know what you're going to say that's going to top Chris Cyborg.
Okay. Well, you may be just getting any last votes coming in. Oh, more votes coming in.
Phil J. being like, I'm getting you a better deal here.
The OMG moment for what culture? Well, it could be the winner. You guys can decide. Haku forgets we're mates.
Oh yeah, Haku forgets it to work.
In my head, it was either going to be this or Scott Steiner calling Stephanie McMahon the C word.
Oh yeah, that was quite an eye opener. But yeah, it was the moment where, for a split second, I thought about turning around and going, Haku, it's me. I've literally just interviewed you, and we did a silly bit where you choked me at the end.
Haku forgetting his work.
We all know with how close that was. It a left hook gets
that was
to
a left,
Simon
yeah.
Miller's head.
It grazed his arm and left a mark on there for days, and that was just it grazing.
Oh god, a man who has gone for people's eyes.
Because bear in mind that nobody actually got hit. We thought he'd done an incredible job of selling genuine whatever, and it was when we just got to the show, didn't we? We just got to WrestleMania, and then
started thinking about
Tama
it.
Tama started messaging me like, "I'm so sorry. Is everybody okay?" And we were like, "Yeah."
So we'll make sure Haku gets that award, but unfortunately, legally, he couldn't be here in person to collect that one.
My favorite part about the whole Bullet Club block party thing was the handful of people who genuinely thought that, like, they needed to call the police because we'd arrived.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they actually turned up. It's like, oh yeah.
It was the people joining Haku's gang in a way of like joining his side, ready to absolutely
murder us. Walking across the road to start a fight, and we were like,
oh god, we've got to get out of here. And then we'd left our bags behind, so we had to send someone back who they didn't recognize to go get all our bags because we couldn't go back in just in case.
Right, it's now
time. One of them could have had a gun.
Yeah. It is America.
It's now time for the main award, the final big award, the best picture, if you will, if this was the Oscars. So for that, hang on, I'm just going to... There we go. So this is literally a physical award. Adam Cleary, who sent this to us?
No, why have you done that to me? Why have you done that to me? I've already profusely apologised off air.
Please, someone let us know.
This is my fault. I hold my hands up. Neither of you were in. It arrived. It's a lovely, lovely actual trophy. It came with a really nice note that I think genuinely said, please let them know it's from me. And I'm not going to throw the cleaners under the bus, but that note is no longer on my desk, and it was effectively a small, stray piece of white paper. So I think what's happened is, in the preceding 2 weeks, the cleaners have just thought that was a bit of rubbish and taken away. I am profusely sorry. I should have put it in a more secure place. Please drop myself and either of the two men who are about to receive this a message on Twitter to remind them. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry.
Yes, we will give you a mention on Wrestle Culture next.
I swear I haven't just thrown this away because of the glaring oversight we're about to discuss.
So yes, the nominees, ladies and gentlemen, for best pairing on Wrestle Culture are Adam Cleary and Phil Chambers.
Strong.
Very strong.
Bravo.
Adam Cleary and Andy Murray.
It's all right.
Adam Cleary and Adam Nicholas.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good one.
Good, very good.
And finally, Adam Cleary and Michael Hamflet. A rare occurrence, but an enjoyable one nonetheless.
You haven't actually read out one of the nominees.
No, the winner.
Yeah, there we go, right, okay. You've actually seen an award ceremony, have you?
Yeah, I don't like doing that and then giving out because it's, the comedy is...
I fancy my chances here, actually.
...is Adam Nicholas and Phil Chambers. Yay! Dude, that's a very good loser's face.
Camera's just cutting me there.
He just turns them on.
Slow nod and a slow down. Yeah.
So no Adam Nicholas, unfortunately, today, but congratulations, Phil.
I must say, this is truly beautiful and will live on my desk forever because Adam Nicholas isn't in the office. Yeah. So this is now officially mine. I'm going to claim it in all its super shining splendor. It's really absolutely incredible. A full actual trophy. But I will say, I wasn't the only one involved in winning this. So I have actually reached out to Adam Nicholas
to
get a little cameo and a little acceptance speech.
Oh!
So here we go.
We got some recognition, isn't that right, Phil? But on top of that, so I'd just like to thank the Academy for this, all three members of you, or whoever's out there. And thank you to the other nominees. I realise I'm sure it was probably very close, but Phil and I are just that good. So, you know, at the end of the day, you can only respect the talent. But I would like to say a thank you just to a pair of heroes that Phil and I look up to. Two people who we will be chasing forever, I'm sure, and those heroes are me and Phil in 10 years' time. Because, look, we're never going to beat those heroes because those heroes are always going to be 10 years away from me and Phil. When we're 35, we'll be chasing 45-year-old us. And when we're 55, we'll be chasing 65-year-old us. And we're not going to attain that, and we know that. But that's fine because that keeps us with somebody to keep on chasing. Thank you very much for this award. We're the best. La, 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 la. And don't you forget it.
I'll tell you what, class act. Yeah. Especially finding the time to do that while he's on the ball. So it was genuine, very good of him.
Had to reach out. You're only as good as your dance partner. It's the same in wrestling.
Very true, very true.
So there we have it. The What Culture Awards all wrapped up. Thank you to everyone who sent us stuff, who suggested things. We'll probably do this again at Christmas because it was just a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
But thank you, and please, whoever sent us this.
Bi-monthly What Culture Awards.
Whoever sent us this actual trophy.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I want to know who sent it.
I appreciate it probably looks a bit dodge that I have lost this. But genuinely, I thought it's a lovely award, and it couldn't have gone to two more deserving winners, sort of. But regardless, I do think it was the cleanest.
So now, next on the award-winning What Culture.
There it is. The award-winning Wrestle Culture podcast.
It's now time for a Bloody Good Quiz. And
you do have one problem here. Oh. You're going to have to change your sting to the award-winning Good Quiz.
Yeah, because that's an winning award as well, hasn't it? Oh, my days.
Changes everything.
With the award-winning host.
When you get your DVD and it says like that little Oscar picture on it and your DVD sales go right up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this week's quiz, if you want your name associated with a Bloody Good Quiz.
Bloody Good Award-winning.
Bloody Good.
Sorry. You've got two options. You can, and you should, without question, leave us a review on iTunes.
Good one.
And majority of the time, we'll read it out. Good or bad, let's be honest. If it's five stars especially, I'll definitely read it out. Or the other option, the sort of, what's it called at the airport? Fast track to sponsoring the Bloody Good Quiz. Is sending us food.
Yeah, that always works.
We've had delicious biscuits sent in. That's our favourite.
Actually, sorry, can I just interrupt you? As a head of commercial partnerships, the real fast track to sponsoring the podcast or anything is to just sponsor the podcast.
Yes, indeed.
Adam at whatculture.com if you've got any questions.
So thank you to Rot, who sent me a fantastic email. It came in this morning. If you listened to, I believe it was the Dynamite review yesterday, the Dadleys somehow segued into talking a lot about Galaxy film. So Rot says,
I wonder why.
Hi, Podfather. Following the podcast with Sige and Hamflet today, I felt compelled to send some Galaxy chocolate to your office tomorrow. You guys are legends and genuinely help my mental health, which is always touch and go, so sincerely thank you. I have already ordered the new books.
Hey.
Whatculture.bigcartel.com. Writing, day one, baby. So it's the least I can do. I will keep listening out to see what other bits of goodies you lads like. This is more than enough. Thank you so much. Or I might...
Trophies. Trophies are the goodies we like.
Or I might forget about it. And we've sent a lovely message back to Rot. And I've even sent a photo with Sige and the
Galaxy
chocolate.
If only you could have seen his little face when that Amazon parcel came through.
Yeah. I don't know who it was addressed to, but he wasn't letting anyone else open that. Not. So
he knew
to that. And Rot is going to write a five-star review as well. So they've ticked both boxes. Thank you. Thank you very much for that, Rot. So the last thing to do is to have a hashtag bloody good quiz. And I thought...
Award-winning
hashtag bloody good quiz. And I thought, well, what else to do other than an awards-based quiz? And
obviously,
what's the best awards in wrestling? It's not the Wrestling Observer Awards. It's the Slammy Awards, of course. So 10 questions all about the Slammy Awards. Use your rules apply. Multiple choice, shout your name, wait for me to come to you. And it's just for award-winning fun. And it's a straightforward one, this. I'm literally just going to read out four nominees in the name of the category and you have to guess who won it. Okay?
Okay, yeah, I could do that.
Okay. Question or category, I should say. Number one. Who was the Superstar of the Year in 2011?
Probably bloody Phil Nicholas.
10 years ago, this. Was it John Cena, CM Punk, Alberto Del Rio, or Randy Orton?
2011. Before we do this, when did the Slammies take place?
December.
The end of the year.
Yeah, okay. You've already buzzed in.
It was the summer of Punk.
You want it to be Punk, don't you?
It's got to be Punk, right? It's not.
Yay!
Yeah, it is. They once recognised the talent that they had. Question number two. So I started off professional, and then it got to question two. Animal of the Year 2014. Was it Grumpy Cat?
Adam, it was Grumpy Cat.
It's got to be.
It was Grumpy Cat. It was on Raw. Grumpy
it was,
Cat was, on
it was
Raw.
The Raw general manager, wasn't it? Or for a day, the guest general manager.
Yeah.
No, dear. That's
my God.
Snubbed.
Incredible. Bet Natalia was furious. About as Grumpy Cat, probably.
Grumpy Cat, El Torito.
Oh, no.
The Bunny.
Oh, no.
Or D, Phil Nicholas.
Or Mini Gator.
The Bunny. From Adam Rose.
Yeah.
I have no idea what Mini Gator is. Oh, they're going to give it to bloody El Torito, aren't they?
Are these all the actual nominees as well?
Oh, yeah, I've not made...
Oh, difficult quizzes because you can't apply Wilborn logic to any of these.
Yeah. I'm going to apply WWE logic and go with El Torito.
No, dear, that's wrong.
I'm kind of glad, to be honest.
It was the Bunny.
It was the Bunny.
Yeah. You had it right, yeah. Okay, question three. You heard when I wrote this question because I went, oh, this is aged well. 2012's social media ambassador. It starts well, this. Yeah. It doesn't end well. The Muppets?
Aww.
Mike Tyson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Charlie Sheen?
Whoa.
Adam.
Phil.
Charlie Sheen.
I was going to go with Charlie Sheen, too. It's out. Remember when they were going to have Charlie Sheen versus Daniel Bryan? That was a thing.
One each then. Question four.
You were going to go with Charlie Sheen? What are you, every impressionable blonde 18-year-old in Hollywood circa 2014?
No, dear, that's wrong.
Of legal age. I would just like it noted on the record and for the jury when this eventually gets played there. Adam Wilborn has full control of the sound effects there. When I talk about consent, I don't make a honking noise.
Right, okay. What are we on? Question four. Question four, one each. Who won Best Couple, another category is
Phil and Nicholas,
incredibly well, from 1997? Best Couple. Was Ooh. It Goldust and Marlena, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Siegfried and Roy, or China and Triple H?
Oh, my God.
Siegfried and Roy. Oh, God.
Adam. 97.
Adam. What was the second one?
Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Bill and Hillary Clinton.
No, dear, that's wrong.
That's good, because that's the one I was going to go for. We'll go through them again. What were they?
Goldust on Marlena, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Siegfried and Roy, China and Triple H.
China and Triple H.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Is it Goldust and Marlena.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a boring one.
Me too.
Right, question five. One Ooh, each still.
That's unusual.
What?
Well, every quiz we've ever done, and you can go back through and listen to this, you kick it up a gear for the second half of the quiz, and you always go, right, question five.
Yeah.
But that was
ramping
just,
it up.
That was just, right, question five. Question
like it's
five.
Been a long day.
Yeah, it has.
What's everything okay? Everything okay at home?
I just suggest.
Did you not win enough awards?
No, I just suggest I may have burnt myself out doing 10 things we learned from Gemma Hardy and the Stone Cold podcast.
Ah, yes.
100%
yes.
Go watch that video. Yeah, just for the intro. That. At least watch the first 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And you'll see why.
Maybe stick around after that if it intrigues you. Question five.
Oh, as always, I would say to anybody watching any of our YouTube channels, if you watch the first 20 to 30 seconds of a video and you don't like it, just leave it on.
Yeah.
That helps out.
Go do something else. Go make a cup of tea.
That really does. Really does help out the retention statistics, yeah, which YouTube quite likes.
Go make yourself a cup of tea and then choose another video when you get back.
Yeah. Is this like the radio stations where they've got six different radios on? Just like, well, that'll bump the figures. There we go.
Or every Twitch streamer we know.
Okay, question five. I want the LOL moment of the year from 2013. Was it the rock concert? Vicky Guerrero gets fired? The Great Khali charms Santino's cobra, or Titus O'Neil throws up on JBL and Mike.
I am gonna go with the cobra.
No, dear, that's wrong.
It was a classic moment in 2013.
Adam, Vicky Guerrero.
That was the two I was between.
No, dear, that's wrong.
What have they? You've not learned. What have they been completely sycophantic about for the last few days? It's The Rock. It's The Rock concert.
That was 2013, mate.
Yeah, I know.
That was too obvious for them.
Okay, halfway through, one all. Okay.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
Question six.
There it is. There it is.
Cast your mind back to 2015, if you can.
Do I have to?
I just started working at What Culture.
Had you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, you've become a breakout star of What Culture, but who was the breakout star of WWE in 2015? See if you can spot what links these four names, ladies and gentlemen. Neville, Tyler Breeze, Braun Strowman, or The Ascension. All doing so much better now in 6 years
Adam,
on.
Tyler Breeze.
No, dear, that's
wrong.
We didn't
get any of these right.
Okay, Neville, Braun Strowman, well, it's not The Ascension. Surely.
It's too soon for Neville.
Braun. Neville's tiny.
No, dear.
Is
that's
it Neville?
Wrong.
It's Neville. What? It's when they liked him for a bit.
Was a super mouse?
Just full disclosure, 2015, walked in the What Culture office, was helping out editorial. It was doing a little bit of writing, but mostly just helping out all the other writers. And got asked, you got any, could you help with the wrestling section? Any interest there? And I went, fuck, no, thanks. absolutely not.
Question seven.
I'm actually a serious journalist, so... LOL.
And that lasted how long?
25 minutes.
Question seven. We go back to 2009 now.
No, you go back to 2009. Me and Phil are staying here.
Okay. The oh my moment of the year.
It's going to be some. This is going to be something incredibly problematic, isn't it?
Is it Chris Masters dancing pecs.
Okay, that's,
oh my.
That's not problematic.
Is it Michael Cole vomits on Chris Jericho? They love a vomit.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
You have a simbi on the mat.
Santino hits Vicky Guerrero with a pie.
Okay, that's...
Oh my.
Shawn Michaels super kicks a little girl.
Adam, I really hope it's Shawn Michaels super kicks a little girl. Oh, you've already pulled your sad face. It's not.
No, dear, that's
wrong. Pie. WWE love a pie.
No, dear.
What do they love more than pie?
Rock.
Vomit.
God.
Michael Cole vomits on Chris Jericho. Gun to my head, I can tell you when that happened.
Given that between you and me, we get a chance at guessing 50%, like half and half of all these answers. What?
The winner, by the way,
takes
one of the Galaxy bars and would just not tell Sid.
I can't do that to him. He very kindly offered one bar as a communal thing, of which I think I had about 5/6.
Yeah. Right, question 8. Still 1-1. Still all to play for. Question 8. Made it a little bit easier, this one. The 2020 moment of the year. Was it?
2020?
Edge's Royal Rumble return.
Adam, Phil. Edge's Royal Rumble return.
Damn it.
No, dear.
What?
I'm so glad
wrong.
You went first.
And it's wrong.
So glad you went first. Okay, carry on.
Edge's Royal Rumble return. The Undertaker's final farewell.
Oh, okay.
Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman unite. Or Becky Lynch announces her pregnancy.
Oh, what was it? Moment of the year?
Moment of the year.
Gotta be
Becky Lynch, innit?
Although it's Undertaker.
What are you saying?
Do they care about babies or the Undertaker
it's
more?
Phil. It's gotta be Becky Lynch.
It's not Becky Lynch. It's The Undertaker.
What are you saying?
Undertaker. It's Becky Lynch. I don't know, okay?
You said The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. I said Becky first. Undertaker.
Yay!
Undertaker's final farewell. Bollocks to children. What about a ghost Paul Bearer and a MIDI version of The Taker's theme?
He had little lightning things. That beats Happy Moments with Babies.
That was all. These were nominations, but I've not made any of that.
Edge was the correct answer.
Edge was the correct answer. And that's why I wrote it down. I was like, well, they're going to go for Edge, and then they'll probably go Becky's pregnancy because, yeah, and then maybe Roman because it's Roman. And then I was like,
about didn't take a third. I'll give you that. Mm. But crazy.
Okay, 2-1, Phil. Two questions to go. Who was voted new sensation in 1997?
Oh God.
Was it Rocky Maivia, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mankind, or Mark Mero?
I really hope it's Mark.
Phil. Austin.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Rocky Maivia, Mankind, or Mark Mero? I didn't write these options, so.
You know what it is? If it's Mark Mero, then whatever. But it's got to be The Rock. It's got to be. 97, though. Austin was like a year ahead of him at that point, 2 years ahead of him.
87 was firmly in Rocky Sucks.
Yeah, era. But they didn't care about that.
Yeah, well, he probably turned heel in 97, didn't he?
Was it? I'm still picturing him like in the weird
Survivor Series
Morris
attire.
Yeah.
I thought, didn't he not turn in 97 and join the Nation?
Austin.
He's already said Austin.
That's what I said.
Oh, did you say Austin? Oh, it's not Austin then.
Not Austin.
I mean, it is.
Can't be Mankind, can it? Call me Mank. It should be The Rock. I'm going to say The Rock. Go with The Rock.
Yeah!
Rocky Maivia, which means we go down.
I wanted to say it was Mankind, purely to get an answer. A Mick Foley question right.
But also, Mark Mero was one of those ones where, because he was a nomination.
Yeah, you never know.
It's very them.
He was marvelous.
Never mind all those guys. What's Mark Mero doing?
Hearing that list of nominees, like Mankind, The Rock, Austin, Mark Mero. That's like when you look back at that like Man United youth team and it's like Paul Scholes, David Beckham, Gary Neville, Robbie Savage.
I love it when you accidentally tune in and you're like, why have they got Robbie Savage talking about Ian? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was there for a year.
That was it. And when you were captain of Derby, that went well, didn't it, Robbie? Oh, we're not talking about that. Okay, right. Final question. Question 10. All to play for.
Okay.
Two each. Question 10. Which of these things did not happen at the 1987 Slammy Awards? I think that was the second ever.
Is that December 1987?
Yes.
Right, okay. So I was, okay. I'm trying to cast my mind back. I was 10 months old, so.
I was one and a half.
I was a glimmer in my father's eye.
You were spunk.
Which of these things didn't happen at the 1987 Slammies? So just to clarify, three of these things, oh, they happened.
Okay.
Seeker eats the envelope for Song of the Year.
Definitely happened.
One Man Gang wins Best Group. None of the Above wins the Manager of the Year Awards. Or Yoko Ono wins Woman of the Year.
Three. Can I just clarify before we go down the rabbit hole of me and Phil? Let's face it, this quiz is a draw, right? Me and Phil are just going to try and work out what the correct answer here is. For didn't happen, what have you invented the didn't happen answer?
Surely.
Yes.
So three of these things have happened, and then you have added a one that didn't.
I'm guessing, yes, maybe with something from happened from, like the next year.
Yeah,
or
influence
from
stuff that happened.
So
yeah.
It's not a purely like you. It's not come out the depths of your imagination.
No, because I knew that would be a dead giveaway for that.
What were they again?
Seeker eats the envelope.
I can 100% see
the
that
song
happening.
Of the year.
Yeah, but this year.
Well, yeah.
One Man Gang wins Best Group.
I think it's just 87 is a weird year for Yoko Ono. Yeah.
None of the Above wins Manager of the Year. Or Yoko Ono wins Woman of the Year.
I'm drawn to the last two. I think they probably both happen.
I was going to go for the Manager of the Year one.
Yeah, I think our answer is Yoko Ono.
Okay, I can tell you. Seeker ate the envelope for Song of the Year, and there was no one awarded it as a result.
Of course.
Because they couldn't find out the winner, because, yeah. One Man Gang did,
of course they did
win Best Group.
Whatever happens, it's been an honour.
Whatever happens, mate, this has been this year.
But Yoko Ono was only nominated for Woman of the Year.
So we were right.
Yoko Ono did not win Woman of the Year. None of the Above were Manager of the Year ahead of Bobby Heenan, Mr. Fuji, Jimmy Hart, and Slick. Which went, yeah, not bollocks Slick all there. They're all crap. Yoko Ono still nominated for Woman of the Year.
Amazing.
In the Slammy Awards.
Who won?
Let me double check that, actually.
bonus point. Who do you think won? 1987.
Fabulous Moolah. I have no idea.
Linda.
Woman of the Year, yeah. The nominations for Woman of the Year included Sherry Martel, Fabulous Moolah, Dolly Parton and Yoko Ono.
Dolly's got to win that.
But the winner was, no, I've not given you the winner.
You do not know how awards work.
How nominations work.
I know, the winner was Miss Elizabeth, of all people. But also my favourite of this is also in 1987, the Bobby the Brain Heenan Scholarship Award went to the Islanders, Andre the Giant, Hercules, King Kong Bundy, and Harley Race. And the Hulk Hogan Real American Award went to superstar Billy Graham.
Wow.
Who Hogan modelled himself on, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. What a flex that is.
Best head? Let's have a guess.
Your man.
Gene Oakland and Bam Bam Bigelow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knew? Just
surprised.
Yeah.
Must be technique or something like
that.
Is that Will Warren?
Bam Bam does have the fire on his head, so it's going to mean something. It's like super fast.
So congratulations to Adam Cleary, who won the big awards quiz. Congratulations to you, Adam Cleary.
We won it.
Oh, you won it together?
Yeah, we had the same answer.
Congratulations to both of you for winning the first ever award-winning Wrestle Culture Quiz. So there we have it. The first award-winning Wrestle Culture in the books. Thank you to everyone who sent us nominations, who sent us gifts, photos, physical bloody trophies. It really does mean a lot because, well, what a bloody ridiculous job we get to do here. So thank you to everyone who sent us that. And whoever sent us the best pairing trophy, please do let us know. We'll give you a shout out on next week's podcast. Thank you as well to Rot for sending us all the Galaxy chocolate as well. Very quick way to our hearts. You can follow us all on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. You can follow Adam Cleary on Twitter at
Adam Cleary, Clery. It's now safe to do so again.
You can follow Phil Chambers at
at Phil My Chambers.
And you can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcast from. for daily wrestling podcasts, of course. But for now, my thanks to Phil Tecleary, to you for joining us. This has been the award-winning Wrestle Culture. The award-winning Wrestle Culture is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Wrestling Awards!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.